Welcome to another episode of Raven Conversations. I'm Joe C. Mantle, State Public Affairs Officer for the Washington National Guard. And today I'm joined by Colonel Retired Richard Kelling. He is the former Inspector General for the Washington National Guard. You're an active duty officer. It's usually a role an active duty officer fills in the Guard. Yep. But you currently serve as the assistant to the assistant director at the Washington Department of Veterans Affairs. So he's here to talk about your kind of time working with the Guard, Veterans Affairs, and how it can help all service members, not just guardsmen that are watching. So thanks for joining us, sir.
No, thanks for having me, Joe. When you first reached out to me, I'm like, gosh darn it, does Joe know who he's talking to? First time on a podcast, first time being filmed. Hello. And I appreciate the opportunity. I'm happy to speak about my personal journey and how your Washington Department of Veterans Affairs can help.
Yeah. So intro and background on yourself.
So I'm not an Army brat. First time in the military on both my mom and my dad's side. Went through ROTC in state school in California. And I thought I was going to join the California Army National Guard for a while. I kind of figured I had a career, or at least I thought I had a career, because everybody thinks they're invincible at that time of the year, you know, in their life. So I went on active duty, and I served almost 29 years as a field artillery officer. And my last 3 years was here as the inspector general for General Dougherty, who's still the tag.
Yeah. So not a guardsman, but talk about working with the Guard. What was that like as an active duty officer coming over here? And this was your assignment, working on Camp Murray.
Well, it's funny because, all the State Guard, not all the National Guard IGs are active duty officers, whether they're Air Force or Army, you know, whatever rank. And that's intentional because one of the main functions of the Inspector General that people often overlook is that, you're there to impart your experience and some of your knowledge, you know, as an active duty Army officer and bring that experience here through teaching and training. And so that's the one part that I really enjoyed about being the IG. I used to tell everybody I had to learn, so many different languages. I had to learn, National Guard speak. I had to learn, Army National Guard, Air National Guard. And these were all kind of, foreign languages and foreign cultures. But the leadership and the staff here was so welcoming, had a great staff, small IG staff, had a great staff there. TAG and the ATAGs, both on the Army and Air side, were so welcoming. People like yourself and amongst the rest of the joint staff were very welcoming. So my transition was not seamless, but it was a lot less chaotic than some of the other moves that I had.
Yeah, I appreciate kind of that. And I think one thing that to note, you are an active duty officer, or were an active duty officer in your time as the IG. Your deputy is a National Guard member.
Yes.
Does that help a little bit in that kind of role?
Well, it totally helps. And I don't know if Washington State was unique in that sense, but having a more senior deputy IG who was a Guard service member, in this case Army, because we also had an Air National Guard and IG at the time, was a tremendous help because they helped me do that cultural translation, the transliteration in language, and helped me figure out really, some of the finer points of why things are the way they are in the Guard. And that helps give any new person perspective. And that was really important in all the work that we did.
Yeah. So as you retire out of the service, now you're in state service completely, another form of service with the Washington Department of Veterans Affairs. Talk about getting into that side of it now.
So how much time do we got? So my personal transition journey maybe was a little different. I knew I was getting out. During COVID, because COVID had just started. I retired the summer of 2020. And if you look up my retirement ceremony, we all had masks on, right? Mm-hmm. And so that was kind of interesting. But I was looking for work, but I ended up taking 2 years off and not working. And what I did to help with my personal transition is I volunteered a lot. I got tried to get involved in my local community.
So for those that don't know that are watching, what is the Washington Department of Veterans Affairs?
Good question. Everybody knows when they hear the VA, right? Mm-hmm. The Veterans Administration, Veterans Affairs Administration, they think of the federal VA. But each state has a State Department of Veterans Affairs or some kind of an equivalent organization. And they're different across all the states, different in how they're resourced, in what their focus is. I think we are lucky here in Washington State to have an organization that supports service members, veterans, and their family members in a more comprehensive way that your WDVA or Washington Department of Veterans Affairs does. Okay. There are a number of different programs. One of the larger programs that is often goes unrecognized are the nursing homes. So there's four nursing homes. There's one in Port Orchard, right on the waterfront. There's one in Pierce County at Ording, Soldiers Farm. And there's one in Walla Walla, so the Tri-Cities area. And then there's one in Spokane. Mm-hmm. We've got a state veterans cemetery that's just outside of Spokane in Medical Lake.
Yeah.
Beautiful facility. And then we've got the veterans services and counseling and wellness programs, which is the division that I work with that has more than 30 plus programs and services for any service member, veteran, or family member who may need services. And that ranges anywhere from transitional housing to counseling services for you name the kind of the challenge that a veteran or a family member is going through.
Yeah. And when we talk veteran, you'd kind of alluded to their statuses, and we won't go into whether you served overseas or did not serve overseas.
Yeah.
But for guards in specific, what are some of the programs you guys have that they may want to look into, even past and present guardsmen?
So one thing I'll tell you is that first if you're transitioning off of duty, right? Whether you're a traditional guardsman or you're an AGR, take advantage of the programs that JBLM offers. You know, the transition assistance programs. I know there's stuff that the J1 offers here. Take advantage of all of that. Transition is a process, and if you undercut your preparation, then I think you're doing yourself and your family a disservice. Mm-hmm. So we've got programs that assist veterans and service members and their families applying for their federal VA benefits. And those are veteran service officers. So we've got a full-time, fully staffed service center down in our building in Olympia. It's open from Monday to Friday, 8 to 5, but you can email them or call the 1-800 number. And I'm gonna leave some information with you.
Yeah, we'll put it in the notes.
Oh, that's great. And they're there to help you with any issue that you might have. So we've got programs that help, you know, veterans that are on the brink of losing their housing or their home. We've got programs that I mentioned, you know, a transitional housing program that has beds at our Port Orchard facility and at Ording. So if you are a homeless veteran and you want to, you know, improve your personal circumstances, we've got wraparound services at both those locations. Now, you can only stay up to 2 years in that location, but they give you a safe environment. You know, they give you, you know, your own place, and you get three hot meals a day, mm-hmm. and you get the wraparound services that will help you get back on your feet. we've got a lot of peer support services as well. We've got a program called Vet Corps. So if you're a veteran or a service member that's looking to go back to school, mm-hmm. you know, we've got Vet Corps members who are in 50 plus colleges and universities across the state. And their mission is to help you transition into becoming a full-time student. Because as you know, it's kind of different.
It's different.
You know? So we've got a lot of peer support programs. We've got some internship programs. There's a farm internship at our campus out at Ording. And if you want to be a farmer or if you want to get into sustainable agriculture, I've learned all these new terms that you can go there and you can rent a plot of land. I think it's $25 for a quarter acre for a year, $50 for a half acre. And not only can you farm that and you can benefit from everything that you grow, but you can also, you know, apply for an internship program where you'll learn everything there has to do about farming and agriculture. Mm-hmm. So there's a ton of programs, and I'm going to leave this with you.
Yeah.
But 30 plus different programs and services that are tailored basically for any need or want that that veterans or their service or their family members could have a need for.
Yeah. So for those that are watching, what's the easiest way to find information about the WDBA?
You probably ask everybody that. So we've got a website. It's www.dva.wa.gov.
Yeah.
There's a great resource page there, and you can look up resources by your location or by the programs. You know, it's one of the things that we're kind of really proud of. And it's fairly easy to navigate. So the DVA is involved in a lot of different areas, but one of the things we like to do, because we're a relatively small organization, we've got a pretty large veteran population in the state, is we connect with other, you know, state agencies, local, whether it's county and city organizations, nonprofits. We're connected with all the military bases, to include JBLM and Camp Murray. And so a lot of what we do to help service members and veterans and their families is by extension through these other organizations who are all like-minded and like-focused.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add kind of before we wrap this up?
Oh, there's a ton.
Feel free. Yeah.
I mean, our mission is serving those who serve, and it really doesn't matter in what capacity you served. And if you don't have your service records, we can look them up. You know, I volunteer in a men's shelter that's just open over the winter months. And, we're trying to get two of our shelter guests who are veterans. One's actually a National Guard veteran, into our transitional housing program. But, you know, we exist to improve the quality of life for veterans and their families. On Fort Lewis JBLM, you know, we're trying to get further upstream and help service members really visualize their planning process and get them connected to their federal VA benefits. One of the best things that you can do as a transitioning service member is apply for your earned benefits through the federal VA.
Mm-hmm.
And first, that's your disability. And then by extension of that is signing up for VA healthcare, because they're kind of two separate things. If you can do that alone, there's statistics that will show that you are much better off, one, because you'll be in a better financial situation, and two, that you'll have healthcare, you know, upon your transition from service, which in some cases means a lot to a lot of those veterans that are in high-risk populations.
Yeah. So it kind of sounds like, and this is coming from somebody who at 22 years of service, I'm already in my brain starting to think like about that. Okay, what's the steps to retirement of the military service? It almost sounds like you guys have people that make that transition just a little bit easier and a little less stress-free.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So we work with a network of veteran service officers, and their sole function is to walk transitioning service members through that application process for VA benefits. I worked with Andy DeAndrea right over here, and it was awesome. So what she helped me do is basically get my earned disability benefits and then by extension VA healthcare almost immediately after I came off of, you know, military service here from my time in the Guard. And that was huge. And every once in a while, I'll see Annie or I'll cross paths with her. And it's great to hear that she's still helping guardsmen. Yep.
We had her on and she was talking about the PAC Act and how people can transition and get it. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Anything else?
Well,
kind of your chance to brag about the program. I'm a big fan of WDVA. I think you guys do fantastic work. So,
yeah, I just go back to, you know, life's a team sport. We have our partners for life. We have kids, you know, and here in the Guard, I know it's more family oriented. And when you get out, you shouldn't have to leave that family.
Yeah.
You know, your family members might change, but don't go it alone. Don't try to do it alone. Get somebody else to help you with your preparation and your transition. So that's kind of one. You've got tremendous resources here in Camp Murray and throughout the state, so take advantage of those. You know, I can't speak enough about the value of volunteering in your community. And a lot of service members, Guard service members, you know, I was watching the news this morning and they were celebrating, you know, the 10th anniversary of the Oso, you know, landslide. And it's not something necessarily that's a positive thing, but it's an example of how this Guard family comes together to serve other communities in the state. Mm-hmm. And that's what people need when they transition. So keep looking for those connections. And don't go it alone. And the WDVA, your WDVA is there to assist you. You know, don't take your things too seriously and, you know, file for your VA, you know, benefits that you've earned through your service.
Yeah, no, I think that's one of the most important things. I hear that all the time from everyone that gets out is make sure you get to the VA quick, get your stuff on record and filed.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. No, I appreciate you coming on and sharing that, sir. And we'll definitely put all your information you want in the notes. So sure. We'll make sure there's a link to the website too.
Yeah.
That way then anybody watching can go to the website and find those programs they're really looking for.
Yeah.
If you have any questions about the WDVA, we can definitely pass those questions along to you guys. We'll put the information in the notes, like we said. If you like the video, give it a like. Make sure to subscribe for future videos. And sir, thanks for joining us. We appreciate you coming out.
Thank you, Joe.
And talking with us.
It's a pleasure.